You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and of course, why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, a very important show straight ahead, friends, because we've got some very important things to talk about. Yesterday in New Jersey, the governor of the Garden State decided to legalize marijuana. How should Christians respond? Doug Becker joins me next. And then a big news hour at the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I want to say right up front that you made me very proud yesterday. We needed to get 3 more children to get to the 100 orphan mark of people that we've rescued for the next year. And in fact, we are now at 102 for the year. So thank you very much for going above and beyond. That means 5 children total were rescued from food insecurity for the coming year with our partner Food for Orphans. Welcome to Tuesday, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. I did find out, I spoke with Gary Van Dyke this morning, and I did find out that another orphanage that they had been having some contact with just made it clear to Gary this morning that there are 12 additional children coming to their orphan care for the coming year, and they could use the food program that Food for Orphans partners with orphanages to be able to provide. So since we hit our goal, I said, well, Gary, let's see if my people can help, because we love doing this. We love standing in that gap. So here's the bottom line. There are 12 more children that need food for a year, and it's not just any food. It's the special recipe that Food for Orphans provides, given that, you know, orphans have gone 72 hours without eating. I don't know the last time you went 72 hours without eating, but just try it sometime. Under doctor's advisement, don't do it if it would be unhealthy for you in some way. But it is really hard. I tried doing it just to see if I could. And just doing some fluids for 72 hours, it's excruciating. Even if you can juice and do all the other, you know, take your vitamins and do all the other things to kind of keep your body from keeling over, it's excruciating going without food for 72 hours when you're in good health. Imagine being a child that regularly goes 72 hours without eating. Imagine being a child that says, wow, I may not get another bite of food for another 3 days. That is the group of people that Food for Orphans is rescuing. And so the recipe that they have in their food program, it's rice and beans, but it has some chicken bouillon for flavor and for some protein. It's got additional 27 vitamins and minerals that they have scientifically formulated to be specific for underfed and undernourished kids. Orphans that have not been eating regularly, they get the nutrition. And friends, it is of vital importance. So there's an additional 12 children that it's come to our attention that we need to help right now. Friends, here's how simple that is. If 4 of you went to the phone right now and said, I don't want those kids starving. I don't want those kids to go 72 hours without eating. You could, for a $33 a month gift or a one-time gift of $396, but for a $33 a month gift, you could feed 3 of those kids for the next year. It costs about $11 a month to feed the child. If you could do $66 a month, you could do half of those 12 kids. You could do 6 kids. So obviously, if you double that, whatever double 66 is, what is it, 132? If you could do $132 a month for the next year, you could take care of all 12. So I don't know what your interest or what your desire is. I don't know, as you've been listening to the work that Food for Orphans does over the last week, and you've heard the amazing stories of what an important impact it's made in children's lives. If you would step forward and say, yeah, I want to be part of that solution. Friends, it's something that the McCullough family does every year. But we have 12 kids that just came to our radar screen that we desperately need your help right now. This gets emergency, life-saving food to them, and almost immediately. But these 12 new children that have been added to the critical needs list, would you help us? It's 888-242-0069, 888-242-0069, 888-242-0069.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The WMCA Ministry of the Month for February, Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll.
You need to be a Christian if you hope to be led by God.
Listen Monday through Friday, mornings at 8, evenings at 5.
God leads us through His written word.
Go to WMCA.com under programs. Click Ministry Audio to give and listen.
When you came to Christ, the Spirit of God took up residence in your life.
The February Ministry of the Month, Insight for Living on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
New York or the tri-state, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And yesterday, the headlines screamed it out all over the place. New York Post, NewJersey.com, etc. The governor that came to office 3 years ago, and said when he was campaigning that one of his primary goals as governor, we're talking about Phil Murphy, was going to be to legalize marijuana use and normalize it in 100 days. It took him nearly 3 years to get there. But is that a good thing? And specifically for those of you listening today that have questions about this, as it impacts the work of the church and the work of trying to tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ, does that make a difference? Does that law, that legalization, impact your ability to do that? Someone who has tried to work this through is the pastor of theology at Emergence Church in New Jersey, and they're facing it in the state of New Jersey. They're facing it as a church. So I thought it would be a great conversation to have today. Doug Becker is his name, and he's back with us. Doug, I appreciate you coming back on the show today. Not an easy topic, because there's a lot of strong emotion about this, But I know that you did what's called a Theology Thursday for your church not long ago, dealing with this specifically. And I know that there are a lot of people wondering what the Bible has to say about the legalization of marijuana. So let's dig into this. First of all, what do you think are the most important things Christians should let their thinking about this be guided by?
Well, hey, Kevin, it's great to be with you, and thank you for asking me to be on your show. This is very much a multifaceted issue. There's a couple different angles on this, and obviously I think primarily what we need to be concerned with are questions regarding our witness in the world, our ability to share the gospel with people, our ability to love God and love our neighbors. And there are questions regarding the ethics of it, whether it's appropriate for us to do, how we would counsel others. And all those are things that I think the scriptures do speak to, although obviously the scriptures themselves do not touch on the topic of marijuana itself. I think there's a lot of things that the scriptures
guiding principles is what we would traditionally call that idea, that while there may not be a specific topic addressed in the text of scripture, such as abortion, for example, explicitly, there's wisdom that can be gained from the totality of scripture as it pertains to Christian thinking about it. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Just as Jesus did when he answered questions on marriage, for example, right? He went back to the creation narrative. Drew principles from that, what God has brought together, let no man separate. That's the same kind of thing that we want to be able to do here.
Some of those guiding principles?
All right. Well, a couple of things that have been helpful for me in my thinking, and I think we're all on journey with this, but for one thing, I always want to say that Christians do have an obligation to submit to the laws of civil government. Right. As Paul says in Romans 13, in Titus 3, Peter says in 1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 17, that we are to be subject to the governing authorities. Now, living in New Jersey, we live in a state in which it is has become legal and is becoming increasingly legal. But I'm not sure that ends the question there, because federally, marijuana is still illegal. I personally, and I think people are going to differ on their answers to this question, but I personally cannot get around that to seeing it as to thinking that issue is resolved. I think for the Christian, we are still obliged to follow the laws of the federal government as well as the state governments. So in my opinion, I do not think, as a Christian living in New Jersey, that it would be that I would be permitted to. Even if it's just on those grounds, because it is still federally illegal.
In clear conscience is what you're talking about. We're speaking with Doug Becker, who's the pastor of theology for Emergence Church in New Jersey, talking about yesterday's decision by Phil Murphy to sign three bills and basically launch the marijuana industry in New Jersey. This will put an end to thousands of people being arrested, and it, of course, now makes smoking weed in the Garden State on the state level legal. But as you just heard from Doug, that we've got the federal overriding guidance of this. Let me ask you, Doug, very quickly, very briefly, beyond the legal ramifications, what are the biblical governing principles for the issue of something that may, in fact, change a person's state of mind, what they are, how they are governed by a substance that can impact and maybe even cause them to lose control of their actual, faculties, even if it's for a brief period of time?
Yeah. So while I rejoice in that, I do think that it's, marijuana laws have been used to criminalize people and send people to jail, maybe who don't really, belong there. So I think there are some unjustness to some of the marijuana laws that have been in place. I think you hit the nail on the head that there is a question about inebriation, intoxication that the scriptures do speak to. So as anybody who knows the Bible will know, the issue is a little bit complicated because there are positive ways in which it speaks of drunkenness, okay, and that's the relevant touch point here. For example, the flowing of wine is something that characterizes the messianic kingdom in a lot of passages in the Old Testament. For example, Amos 9:13-14. However, inebriation and intoxication are roundly condemned in the scriptures for a variety of different reasons. So, for example, Paul tells us in Ephesians 5:18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Likewise, I tend to think of the idea of sober-mindedness, which we find in the scripture, which is not, of course, doesn't just mean free from intoxication. It means clear-headedness, clear thinking. But this is a frequent qualification for overseers and elders, that the people who are serious about the kingdom of God, especially in leadership, need to be clear-headed. A verse that I think is very relevant to us is 1 Peter 1:13, where the apostle says, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This idea that literally it says, gird up the loins of your mind. So the way I think of it is, I don't want to be putting stuff in my body that is purposely going to dull my mind. Like, I need to be present in order to minister in order to be there for my family, for my church, and for my God. And
let's pick up on that as we continue with Doug Becker. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that's ever been made, which it is. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets as well. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial with my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. And Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. In fact, the first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know, because that's exactly what happened with me. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for my listeners right now. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. we're talking with Doug Becker about the breaking news that Governor Phil Murphy signed three bills yesterday launching a marijuana industry in the state of New Jersey. This will now not just make it available for what is considered medical purposes, et cetera. This was an attempt to, on a state level, launch complete recreational use. He signed the bills Monday morning without any fanfare. He just signed them and just let them become law on the state level. Now, there's some constitutional debate here as to whether they will be allowed to go into effect because you have federal law that conflicts with it. But I think that it's important that as Christians are trying to live soberly in the day in which we live, that we think clearly about these things. And so Emergence Church did something that was rather remarkable. They do something that's rather remarkable. They have theological Thursdays where their pastor of theology will simply take a subject matter and apply rigorous Bible wisdom to it. And that's what we're doing with Doug Becker from Emergence today. Doug, you were talking about the need to be more or less sober minded as we were talking going to break. We talked about the legality of it. Is there any other principle that governs how Christians should consider, think, ponder, contemplate what marijuana use means in 2021 if they do live in New Jersey right now?
Right. So, yeah, so I just made the brief case that we need to avoid that it's important to avoid inebriation. And again, I want to just underscore that. Like, for example, if you look twice in the letter of 1 Corinthians, one in chapter 5 and another in chapter 6, Paul says that drunkards are excluded from the kingdom of God, right, alongside with, like, sexually immoral people and then things like that, that this is a sin that God takes seriously, this idea of inebriation. On the other hand, we want to be a little bit careful because these substances that do have medicinal value are not – it's not always an open and shut case with them, right? And so I think it's fairly well known that there are – medical benefits to substances in cannabis, particularly CBD. And that's something I think it's important to acknowledge. In cannabis, there are two chemicals that are kind of relevant to this discussion. One is THC, which produces the psychoactive effect, the high. The other is another chemical called CBD,
right,
which can give a lot of the good medical benefits without the high. And so, you know, when we're talking about, you often hear about how it's helpful to people with seizures or pain or maybe getting Parkinson's, things like that. A lot of those effects can be had without the high. And I think with any drug, even like painkillers your doctor might prescribe to you, right? Like, you want to be able to use them in a way in which you get their good therapeutic effects, but in a way in which it doesn't become abusive, in which it doesn't become destructive to your life. You know,
no, I think that is very clear and helpful, Doug, because it is clear that the THC is the destructive side of this. And I appreciate your time coming on with us today. Thank you so much. Friends, stay with us. The Big News Hour is next. It's Kevin McCullough.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a big show, big hour straight ahead. Ari Zoldan will update us on the latest on the tech front. Margo Cleveland with what it may mean that the Supreme Court rejected the election integrity case from Pennsylvania. Curtis Sliwa on the mayor's race here in New York. And we start with Merrick Garland's confirmation and Annie McCarthy.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Information the department has now. I don't know enough about the facts of the example you're talking about, but I honestly don't know what happened with the nursing homes.
I don't know. That was one of the montages from the Merrick Garland confirmation hearings yesterday. And the interesting thing about this is that he needs to know. It's his job as kind of the nation's top lawyer, top cop, if you will, to be in the know on what exactly they should be doing. In essence, he is the nation's top prosecutor. How do you enforce law that you don't seem to understand? And to think about this for a second, he was within a heart's beat of becoming a Supreme Court justice for the rest of his life only a few years ago. Here to discuss is a former prosecutor himself and Andy McCarthy, who we always appreciate his insights from. You can read him in the National Review and, of course, see him all over cable news. Andrew, welcome back. Good to have you. Happy 2021 if we haven't spoken, though I think we have sometime in the last month. Listen, the Twitter universe went kind of crazy last night when he basically more or less admitted that he doesn't know what a law is as it pertains to someone coming across our borders illegally. You've watched, I'm sure, or at least have had some report on how he's performed in his confirmation. How are you grading what you're seeing?
Well, you know, look, Kevin, I think that Merrick Garland was one of the top Justice Department officials in the Clinton administration. He was at the very upper crust of DOJ at the time that we were dealing with counterterrorism and all the attendant challenges to it, which include immigration challenges, obviously. He's a very smart guy. There's nothing that is involved in law enforcement that is above him. But I think that what he's doing is playing the usual game that a lot of appointees play during their nomination hearings, and that you particularly get when you have a progressive administration, which is there's a lot of policy of Biden's that runs counter to good law enforcement and to the Constitution. And what he's basically saying is that because he hasn't been in the Justice Department, he hasn't been read into these different enforcement issues, and he'll have to become the Attorney General in order to get that expertise. And therefore, he dodges having to explain, you know, the laxity in border enforcement. I thought the biggest thing was the difference between equity and equality. The Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, tried to press him on the Biden administration's equity policies, which, if you look at them, are radically different from the constitutional principle of equal protection under the law. And Garland basically said the way he understood it, there was really no difference between the two terms. And in fact, there's a world of difference.
Well, let's pause there for a second for the sake of my listenership, because I love to help them be more educated. What are the differences as you can define them?
Well, very simply, what the Constitution guarantees is that we have equality of opportunity, which means that the government can't put restrictions on our enjoyment of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness based on racial and other invidious categorical distinctions. Whereas equity, even though they tell you that it's so, just this idea of being fair and impartial, what they claim under the guise of equity is a license to rectify what they regard as systemic racism and historic discrimination by discriminating, because what they're trying to guarantee is not equal opportunity, but equal results, which is a very different thing and can't be achieved unless you discriminate. So the two things are actually polar opposites, but they're counting on the fact that most people aren't tuned into this, and equity and equality sound
an awful lot alike, so they must be similar, right? And, you know, so it goes. But in the meantime, it's a radical difference. And
yeah.
Otten tried to press Garland on it and didn't get far.
Well, and you're not going to when the answer is the standard answer is I don't know. So, Andy, you have been a prosecutor. You've run the prosecutor's office. You've seen what it requires to have a law and order society. What does this kind of testimony before the committee, and I'm sure he's going to be confirmed, what does it give you pause about what the Justice Department is going to become?
Well, Biden gives me pause. You know, no matter what attorney general you get in the Biden administration, they're going to be carrying out Biden policy. So I think that we're fortunate that he picked someone like Merrick Garland, who was actually a good prosecutor and a reasonable guy. He's a left-to-center guy, but he's very moderate compared to some of the people that he could have picked, like in the mold of Kamala Harris. So I'm happy with Merrick Garland because I know what it could have been. But at the same time, I don't have any illusions, Kevin. We're going to get Biden's policies. And the thing is, it's like equity and equality. It sounds like there's no difference, but the fact of the matter is you can have equality of opportunity or you can have Biden's equity. You can't have both. You can have border enforcement or Biden's immigration policies. You can't have both. You can have sound policing, or you can have Biden's idea of community policing. You can't have both. And unfortunately, the American people voted for Biden, and they're going to get Biden good and hard, I'm afraid.
How much does that trickle down to the local districts, though? In a more conservative state that wants to have more rigid police enforcement, to what degree does this have a practical impact, say, on Main Street, you know, Montana or Wyoming or somewhere like that?
Yeah, it's a really significant impact, Kevin, because what they do is they use a vehicle that's in the civil rights laws that allows the Justice Department to sue municipalities or states and their police officials under what's known as a pattern or practice lawsuit, where they go in and allege that the police department is acting under a pattern or practice of violating civil rights in some way or another. And what ends up happening is the Justice Department has a $30 billion budget that the Congress has given them, and these municipalities can't afford to litigate with the Justice Department. It's prohibitively expensive. So what invariably happens is they end up settling. And when you settle with the Justice Department, you get a consent decree and agree to a Washington monitor. And the next thing you know, your police department's being remade in the image of Obama policing.
Wow. As if we don't have enough problems with the unenforced laws that were kind of ignored with the riots and so forth last year, in a relatively pro-police environment. We heard a lot in the election, Andrew, about, we're out of time. I've got so many other things I want to talk to you about, but we'll have to have you back to do that. Long story short, friends, we've got to be vigilant. We've got to make sure that those that we elect do the things that we expect them to do. And if you are as concerned about what Mr. McCarthy just explained to all of us, we need to keep that in mind. We need to let that burr just nestle into our gut for the next 2 years and remember it when we go to the voting booth in 2022. Andrew, always appreciate your help. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough, we've got a big hour yet ahead. Curtis Sliwa is running for mayor of New York City, and he joins me to explain why. And when we continue a little bit later, a check of technology breaking news as well. Ari Zolden back with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go anywhere.
While 2020 was definitely a challenge, we believe 2021 will be great for many reasons. Hey, everyone. This is Brian.
And this is Mike with Fellowship Home Loans, praying you not only succeed in 21, but you exceed all your hopes and dreams. If one of those is more money every month, we can help.
A cash-out refinance may not only drop your mortgage payment, but also put a little extra cash in the bank to improve your home, take a vacation, or just bank some money for a distant dream.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Let's roll into 2021 on a positive note. Saving money, shortening your term, or just investigating the possibilities. We are here to help.
The number is easy. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. The advice is free, and we guarantee no pressure.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
If you're one of those who often feel tired, fatigued, or stressed, you need Invite Health's Energy HX. This is Jerry Hickey, Chief Scientific Officer, Pharmacist, and Radio Host at Invite Health, here to tell you about Energy HX, formulated with Panax ginseng and ubiquinol, the clinically studied active CoQ10 to reduce feelings of stress and boost your energy. Buy one bottle of Energy HX at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with our nutritionist 7 days a week, 800-45 592272. The number for Invite, 800-459-2272. Visit invitehealth.com for product information, for our retail locations, or for free nutrition consultations with our degreed health professionals. You can listen to our radio shows and podcast at invitehealth.com. It's that time of year when stress and fatigue are overwhelming. Trust a brand with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies offering the highest quality products. Invite Health. Call Invite at 800-459-2272 for Energy HX.
Excuse me. Why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You know, every day we talk about things that pertain to the top stories of the day, but sometimes we've got to get a little bit deeper than the front page to really understand what's going on. I don't think there's anywhere where that's more clear than what life is like for those living in New York City right now. The last year has been basically a decimating of their lives on many different fronts. And to have things change, sometimes you've got to change the leaders that are involved in making the decisions. And that is what my next guest hopes to do. He is now the officially endorsed Republican candidate, the Staten Island Republican Party endorsing him this past weekend for the office of mayor in the election of 2021 this year. Some will know him as a former talent with Salem Media here in New York. He is, of course, still heard on 77 WABC here in New York City. But he is a good friend and often appears with me on the John Catsimatidis program on Wednesday evenings on the TriCast, as we call it, across three great radio stations across the tri-state area. Curtis Sliwa is his name. Curtis, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you.
Oh, my pleasure. As I span my hands across the trifecta of our broadcasts on Wednesday nights, great to be talking to you again.
Yeah. Curtis, why are you running for mayor? What is it about the city right now that's giving you this motivation to do this?
The city's destroyed. This mayor, I call him Comrade Bill de Blasio, the part-time mayor, the dope from Park Slope, has single-handedly, with the help of Andrew Evilize Cuomo, just stomped on this city, stomped the life out of it, the economic lifeblood. They have allowed crime to sort of reach levels that we haven't seen since I started the Guardian Angels 42 years ago up in the Bronx. And they have added insult to injury by impaling the police, who are no longer proactive. They now have to be reactive. And criminals have a license to steal, to loot, to rape, to rob, to shoot, and they do nothing at all to try to amend that from taking place. So that's why, when you think of all the Democrats who have announced that they have intentions of being the next mayor over my dead body, because none of them are talking about refunding the police, none of them are talking about law and order, none of them are talking about zero tolerance or quality of life. And that's what I've lived for 42 years as a leader of the Guardian Angels.
Yeah. Well, by the way, congratulations on that anniversary. I know it just recently passed, and you've certainly done your share to protect this city that we all love. Curtis, talk to me about the ingredients that you see in what in how the city was dismantled. And what is your action plan, if elected, to put it back together?
Well, first off, Kevin, you listen to some of these other candidates for mayor, they talk about as if they had a printing press at City Hall, and they could just print money like our federal government does, raise the debt ceiling, raise the deficit ceiling. And whether it's Yang and his gang or any of the others, they want to give money away. Give money away, even though we're on the precipice of fiscal dissolvement, bankruptcy. And they're talking about giving money away, money we don't have. Now, unlike the federal government, where both now the Democrats and Republicans think nothing about ruining the future for our children and children's children, because somebody has to pay off this debt. The municipal budget, a state budget, a county budget must be balanced. So for them to actually go out and talk about how they're going to give away money that they don't have, defund the police, but increase the budgets for other social service agencies is absolutely outrageous. What we got to try to do is keep the police department from bleeding out of its fiscal resources, because ever since they defunded the police by $1 billion, the units that were in the front lines, whether it's street crime or the homeless unit or the unit that is assigned to following these demonstrations, which at times leads to rioting and looting, they've neutered them, they've eliminated them. They have to be put back into place if we stand a chance. I'm trying to normalize the streets and subways of New York City.
Yeah. We're speaking with Curtis Sliwa, a longtime radio voice, recognizable icon of New York with his red sateen jacket and, of course, the red beret. And you can see the Guardian Angels oftentimes just out protecting New York City in a variety of capacities. Curtis, so I talk to a lot of faith-based and people that live below the poverty line. They live in the projects in Queens and Brooklyn, and they are very concerned that there is an element of takeover of their city that the elected Democratic leaders don't seem to be very concerned about, and they've never voted for a Republican. Why should urban families who have a distrust of the Republican Party look at Curtis Sliwa as a mayoral candidate and say he's someone who really gets what I'm going through?
Well, number one, Kevin, previously many of the Republican candidates for mayor here and other offices in our urban area of New York City have not gone in there because they felt it was just it was a waste of their time and resource. I have spent most of my life in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Going into areas where the only Republican these people have ever seen is Abraham Lincoln on a $5 bill. So you have to establish a contact with them. You have to get them to understand that this is about self-help. And not just crime and law and order, but in the schools. It can all relate to that. The public school system is failing them. They're not issuing enough other licenses to open up more charter schools. They're not talking about vouchers and tuition tax credits for existing parochial schools so that families have choice, because we all recognize that if you're poor and impoverished, that's the route out, is education, the opportunity to pick yourself up, to get involved in being able to think for yourself, process information for yourself, read and write. And what I've always said, Kevin, it no matter how complicated the curriculum gets with Common Core and all these other wrinkles, which I just think is a waste of time, just get back to the basics. I call it the four R's: reading, writing, arithmetic, and the most important R, respect. And the respect factor is missing from many of the public schools. You see it in the charter schools. You see it in the parochial schools. And let's face it, in many instances, it's the same children. So why is it the parochial schools and the charter schools are getting better results? It starts with respect and the control in the classroom the teachers have that many of them do not have when they're in public school atmosphere.
Curtis, if people want to get involved in the campaign, and there's a long way to go, how can they connect with you?
Well, right now we have just announced. So the best way is just go to guardianangels.org. You can see everything we've done in 42 years. Just shoot me an email, and I'll definitely get back to you. But, hey, we're out to save our city. And Curtis Sliwa is going to do that as mayor in 2021.
All right. Curtis, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Anytime.
All right. GuardianAngels.org for more info. And you hear the passion, the heart, why he wants to help. GuardianAngels.org. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women: talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product this May after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer. Talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Cake! My dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever!
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Timothy Christian School, Bergen County Christian Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Martin Luther Middle and High School. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Imagine doing one thing that gave you an entirely different perspective about a special place in the world, Israel. Now, I know I've been there a couple of times. It is well worth the trip. And you can join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher from our sister station, AM 970 The Answer, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. Through the land of Israel, opening up the scriptures to places you've only read about, but now you'll get to see, October of 2021. Come and get a first-hand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. They will introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of this truly remarkable nation. You'll walk on the ancient temple steps. You'll touch the Western Wall. And you'll sail on the Sea of Galilee. It was amazing when I went. And you'll experience many unforgettable moments. You'll come home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Coming down really, really very low, I want it to keep going down to a baseline that's so low that there's virtually no threat, or not no, it'll never be zero, but a minimal threat that you will be exposed to someone who is infected.
Well, that may sound very laudable. That's Anthony Fauci. But it's just another mixed message that's not really based on science. And this is the problem. You have major medical people coming out this week saying we're going to achieve herd immunity by April. We are way ahead of schedule. The vaccine's doing better than we anticipated. You've got massive amounts of, underreported infection antibodies that have been developed in the population. And you've got literally the potential to see herd immunity levels by April. That's what several top medical people are now saying. But that's not good enough. Fauci wants you to wear that mask until, as you just heard him say, it's at an ultimately minimal level. We don't need that. We need people to be made strong against this, and then we need to boost immune systems. But this plays into an entire lengthy history of everything that is not science being made to be science when it's convenient, and then flipping the position on it when it's not. Here to discuss is Kristen B. Tate. We usually talk to her on Wednesdays, but because of some of the scheduling of some of the people this week, we're talking to her today and grateful for her time with us. Actually, she and Carol Markowitz are switching spots. So Carol will be on tomorrow when Kristen would normally be on. Kristen, it's good to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Always great to be with you, Kev.
I saw an article today that was ripping the leadership on school openings nationwide, because in essence, everything that Biden is now saying about reopening schools and why they can't be done runs directly counter to the science that the same people that I'm talking about, you know, herd immunity in April, et cetera, that everyone is pointing to. The science is going one direction, but our politicians are going in the opposite direction. What's your reaction to that?
The only plausible explanation at this point is control. You know, these people want control, and they're using the pandemic as an excuse to exert a terrifying level of control over all of our lives and trample on our liberties. And what's really scary, Kevin, is a lot of people in this country seem fine with that. Not only fine with it, they seem happy with it, and they want more of it. It's something that should terrify all of us. And, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, I was open to the lockdowns, the masks. You know, I gave these people the benefit of the doubt because, you know, we didn't know much about the virus, but now we do. We know it's a not very lethal virus to people under the age of 50 or 60. And yet, even as vaccines are going into the arms of people, you have these quote-unquote experts telling us we still can't leave our houses, we still can't send our kids to school, we still can't operate our businesses. So what's it going to take to get back to normal? It seems like there's no answer to that with these people. They just want to control us. And it's a very slow and terrifying incremental march towards an authoritarian police state.
Well, and what we saw this last week was, you know, school boards accusing people of, you know, just wanting free babysitting for the parents that, you know, have jobs to go to. And even when someone like Tim Carney writes an op-ed for The New York Times and says, well, wait a second, this is that we're just following the science here. The science says that school is good for kids, that teachers teach better and students learn better when it's all done in person. And what does he get? He gets a slap back on Twitter that says, oh, look, a dad of six has spoken. In other words, because you're a parent, you don't you're considered not that all invested in your kids' education, and your opinion doesn't matter in terms of what's good for the kids. I mean, and I feel like that on some levels, Kristen, we're talking about not just unelected officials like Anthony Fauci, who's been on opposite ends of every issue. He's been for masks and against them, and for vaccines and against them, and for reopenings and against them, all, you know, on one side or the other at some point in time in the last year. But now you've got teachers unions that are trying to go state by state and try to flex in a way where they want these parents to basically just sit down and shut up. And I don't see a Biden administration being very tough on those teachers unions.
Of course not, because the teachers unions are big political donors to the left. But you know what? The bright side with this teachers unions nonsense is that many Americans who did not previously realize what a joke the public school systems were now understand how politicized and, you know, just corrupt these unions are and the school systems at large are. And that's why we're seeing record numbers of parents pull their kids out of these failing public schools and turn towards other options like private schools. And I know that's something that not every parent can afford to do, but I'm glad that the teachers unions are being unmasked for the political hacks that they are. And frankly, Kevin, I think if the schools won't reopen, even when the data says it's safe to do so, they should be defunded and parents should receive their tax money back so that they can arrange their own education for their own children.
I think
that's a pipe dream. It's never going to happen.
No, but that's
really
in essence
what people should demand.
That's in essence vouchers, and absolutely. And you know who supports that? Our nation's inner cities. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Kristen, thanks for being here. Carol will be in for Kristen tomorrow. And Carol actually has been one of these that's written about this. In fact, she said today on Twitter, if you don't think that the schools are going to be open this September, you're probably right. We'll ask her about that and follow up with it tomorrow. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Should a child have to go 72 hours in between meals? Could you even go 72 hours in between meals? I'm sure after you had done it a couple of times, you'd think, wow, enough of that. Thankful I don't have to go that long in between meals. But what if you're an orphan, like so many orphans around the globe right now, And 72 hours is the closest you get to getting your next meal. Friends, it's one of the reasons why so many children are perishing every single day. So many children without mothers, fathers, any type of backstop, any type of help. And it's one of the reasons why we at AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, partner with Food for Orphans every single year. Did you know that something else is kind of cool? $33 given every month for 12 months will save three children's lives for the year. Please call 888-242-0069. That's 888-242-0069.
Imagine doing one thing that gave you an entirely different perspective about a special place in the world, Israel. Now, I know I've been there a couple of times. It is well worth the trip. And you can join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher from our sister station, AM 970 The Answer, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. Through the land of Israel, opening up the scriptures to places you've only read about, but now you'll get to see, October of 2021. Come and get a first-hand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. They will introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of this truly remarkable nation. You'll walk on the ancient temple steps, you'll touch the Western Wall, and you'll sail on the Sea of Galilee. It was amazing when I went, and you'll experience many unforgettable moments. You'll come home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Every choice you make, you want it to be the wise one. And if you haven't joined MediShare yet, you may want to look into it right now. It may be exactly the wise choice for you and your family. You can save a lot on your health care without sacrificing quality. MediShare gives you free telehealth, a huge network of doctors, all of that. But the typical family saves $500 a month. Month after month, and that makes sense for a lot of people. More than 400,000 so far, and you get the security of knowing this has been working great for over 25 years. So MediShare is different. It's a good different. It's really about sharing. Members even pray for each other, which is very refreshing, especially right now. And one more very good thing. If you join before the end of February, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save before you start saving month after month. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Everywhere I go,
breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it is Tuesday. I like to take a look at what's going on technology-wise in the news, at least. And there is a rather big story I want to talk with Ari Zoldan about, the head of Quantum Media. He rejoins us. Ari, it looks like if people are watching business or technology, you often see Tesla and Elon Musk bantied about in the headlines. But there's something going on in the water there. What is happening? Four straight days that they've had sell-offs, and This last one was big enough to plunge Elon Musk from number one to number two on the world's wealthiest list. What's going on?
Yeah, so, Kevin, quite frankly, I don't feel bad for him. You know, I don't.
Well, I didn't say I did. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all right, so he's not the number. He's the number. In all seriousness, though, this is a pretty big deal. The stock plunged over in the past couple of days about 13%, would leave the stock price at about $619 now, and wiped off about $15 billion of its worth. So that's pretty substantial. And that came about because, if you remember, we spoke about last segment, he invested about $1.5 billion in Coin and Ether. And then he came out a while ago saying, you know, hey, I think it's a bit overvalued. And that kind of shook the markets after he invested $1.5 billion in that. So it's definitely rattled markets, rattled Tesla. And again, he took out $15 billion off of his network. So it was pretty substantial.
All right. You're breaking up just a little bit, Ari, but I think I got all of that. But here's my cynical kind of reaction to that. If he dumps $1.5 billion into Bitcoin, turns around and says, you know, it seems, you know, a bit high priced. Is this his way of opening up a lower price opportunity to maybe pick up some more at a discounted rate because of the inertia he created around the concern that the price was too high?
That's an excellent question. I don't know what was going on in his mind. You know, maybe he was, you know, maybe he did go in high and then he had second thoughts, which happens all the time. But I necessarily wouldn't share that with my shareholders right after the fact, because a guy like Musk can actually move the market. So maybe he should have, you know, maybe possibly thought about investing $1.5 billion into Bitcoin prior. But kind of interesting, I've never seen that dynamic before where someone goes, takes a massive position. Again, shareholders own part of that money, right? So I was a little bit surprised that, you know, a day or two later, he went ahead and he said, hey, wait, you know, my investment market overall is probably inflated a bit. So again, because that, you know, the stock price really plunged 13%. So that's big news. That's big news, certainly in the market.
Yeah. Well, it's and see if you can get that phone a little bit closer to the base there, Ari. We're still having a little bit of trouble. But the issue there, I mean, they estimated that on the $1.5 billion buy into Bitcoin that he made about $1 billion off of that. So that he had some room. If you think about it, he had some room to kind of maybe lose a little bit of ground on there. If he can drive it down to his if he can speculate publicly, get the price to drop, he could pick up, you know, another big swath of share of Bitcoin and, you know, still have money to be made. I'm not saying it was a wise thing to do for his own company, but I do wonder if there's another kind of game at play, because Elon does not seem to be the kind of guy that does things impulsively. So unless I'm reading him wrong.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's also a bigger question to ask, Kevin, is, you know, if they're in the business producing you know, cars, why are they going ahead and why is he parking a big stash of cash into Bitcoin? We know now that the relationship, Tesla will be taking in Bitcoin to purchase some of the, for individuals to purchase some of their cars. But, you know, the really kind of going off track a bit. So I'm interesting how this is to find out how this plays up in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, we'll see where all that goes. It's going to be an interesting thing. But, you know, with he and the other big investment into Bitcoin over the last couple of weeks, or crypto at least, you've got a lot of interest in that sector that may not have been there otherwise. And I'm still not, I'm still thoroughly unconvinced. In fact, with what it looks like the spending bills are going to be coming out of Washington, I'm more inclined now than ever to just sock everything into gold and silver and just to hold on to it. Because
I agree with you, Kevin. I totally agree with you. And this, quite frankly, I think Bitcoin can go down, and my guess is it will. It may go down as the greatest hype story this country has ever seen. It may be a bit of an exaggeration, but I do believe in terms of having this overplayed and the hype around it. I think it's dangerous. And quite frankly, I feel Tesla too is, and this is not just my opinion, but I do think Tesla is still valued quite substantially also.
That could be the case. I don't particularly fault Musk for trying to have a stake in the crypto world, because people that are going to buy cars, the prices of which his company turns them out, they're already such big ticket items that those might be the very people that would prefer to pay with Bitcoin. And, so I kind of get that. We'll see where it all goes. None of the economic indicators, at least according to what I read and listen to on a regular basis, seem to be pointing in a direction where the average consumer should do anything remotely similar in nature. Hey, let me move to this other story. Google Maps is now going to let you pay for parking and transit without ever leaving the Google Map app. Ari, this is getting a little creepy to me. I've told you for years the robots are going to kill us, but I think it might not be robots. I think it might just be the Google app. I think the Google app's going to knife us all in our sleep.
It's going to be revenge of the apps, right? This is great innovation coming out of course, Google. You're going to be able to pay your parking tickets through an app embedded within Google that's layered on Google Maps. So remember the days where you'd have to run back to your car to be able to
meter?
Well, now that's going to be going away, and you can now fill it remotely.
That's going to be crazy. Ari Zoldan, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Go deep into God's Word and find direction for living the victorious Christian life. Join Pastor Victor Ardedokun for Redeeming Love. Brought to you by the Redemption House every Tuesday evening at 8:45, right here on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
On the upcoming Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise with Alistair Begg, you'll be surrounded by the fellowship of like-minded travelers and worship with Grammy Award-winning Laura Story and singer-songwriter Michael O'Brien. Share how Christ is deepening your faith in this once-in-a-lifetime teaching and travel experience. Join us for this unforgettable Alaska Cruise coming in the summer of 2021 by calling 855-565-5519. Or log on to deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Very interesting show today, and I'm very grateful for everybody that came on. And if you missed any part of it, which if you don't listen directly in the New York area, you may have missed the segment with Doug Becker talking about a Christian response to the legalizing of marijuana in the state of New Jersey. I would strongly suggest that you go back and we'll make a feature of that, or get the podcast that has that included, because I want that conversation to be had and available for people to listen to. It's very important because of all that's at stake. I personally, when we're talking about the weed issue in America today and its increasing push to be legalized in so many different ways, I keep coming back to a basic question. How does doing that make our culture and society better, stronger, smarter, more able and capable of taking the steps forward that we need to? On everything from innovation of technology to the creation of laws and the things that we need to have a sober mind about. I for people that choose to use it and want to use it, that's your choice between you and your God and your conscience and the law. But if none of those things were in play, the larger question would still remain. How does it make you, in fact, more capable, a better person, a more clear thinking person? And one of my great burdens for this world is that we would think as clearly as possible about everything that we are responsible for. The rules of life and the laws of the land. If we are in fact the Caesar, if we are in fact the governing body, we the people, then doesn't it become incumbent upon us as we the people to be as serious as possible about that task? And that's my concern. So I want to just make sure that you have access to that. And by the way, there's a lot more that you get access to when you subscribe to the podcast. All of our feature material, all of every show we ever do is up there. And as now tens of thousands of people are every day going and availing themselves of the entire catalog of things in our podcast universe. We make them free. We never put them behind a paywall. Please go to soundcloud.com and check them out for yourself. Absolutely no cost. You can also subscribe on iTunes or TuneIn or any other podcast aggregator that you enjoy using. We're in just about every place. And if we're not on your favorite podcast aggregator, let me know. We'll get it listed there. All right, Captain McCullough, thank you for being with us, and we will be back with you on tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, think clearly. We'll see you.